بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have Brother Suhail as the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Oh, alaikum salam. Thank you for having me in the show.
Okay, according to Islamic beliefs, everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the crimes that are taking place in Palestine, are is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not?
So, we are people that are, as Muslims, we are someone, especially the Ja'fari sect, the Shi'is, Ithna Ashari, we believe that we are from the narrations of Amir al-Mu'minin. We are Amr bayn al-Amrayn. You see? So we do not say that Allah has given us the power and He is out of control of it. Or we don't say that everything is under Allah and we have no authority over what we do. We are somewhere in between. We say, we have that verse of the arrow, Mama Ramita. That says that while you think that you are shooting, it's not you who is shooting, but it is us who is doing the shooting. Here it wants to say two things. Allah has given us freedom of choice. So that is Allah's part. What we do with our freedom of choice, that is our part. So that's why when we say that Allah has control in whatever we don't say that He's making us commit sins. That freedom of choice removes me from the power that Allah forces me to do everything. And the concept of hell and heaven becomes useless. So here we see that everything is in the power of Allah, but we need to understand that there is a concept of freedom of choice where Allah has given this freedom to everyone. And a person is never, as a human being, as I said in the previous question in regards to the soul, some of the people that have freedom of choice, they work on the demonic side of the soul. Others work on the animalistic side of the soul, which is completely following their desires. And some use their intellect. So those who are working on the animalistic side of the soul, they would do something. And that would be a cause that would cause different kinds of effects. So for example, you see, kids are dying, children are dying, elders are dying. You have seen the swap between prisoners. You see the Islamic way of prisoning someone and the non-Islamic way of prisoning someone, where the person that is living the Islamic prison is saying thank you, you see, saying goodbye, mashkura, you see, and the
even hugging the guards.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we have seen the Thai brothers, the Thai nationalities that were released. They came, they hugged, they gave hand. You see, an elderly woman thanking the army of how they were treated. In short, what you see right now is what Islam is in its essence. Just it's how a person perceives it, you see. So we have this, we know that even though everything is in Allah's control, He has given us this authority to be able to choose which path we want to go. And that's why we choose our path the way we wish to move forward.
Okay. Thank you very much for answering this question, Brother Suhail. Let's take a break, and after our break, we get to another question for today's discussion.
No problem.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. You are listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. So the second question for today's discussion is that we see that people like to follow religion and the rules of religion. Why? Why the people are inclined towards religion? And even if they are called Muslims or Christians, sometimes they do not like to follow the rules, okay? So some people are like to join the religious camps. Some other people are in the religious camps, but they do not follow the rulings. What are the reasons?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So over here we see that why do people like to follow religion and do not like to follow the rules or do like to follow the rules. In regards to when we see people like to follow religion, for example, let's come back to Islam. Is that a lot of most of the religions apart from Islam, in what they have in their scriptures, do not make sense. You see, so for example, in Islam we have a lot of concept that makes sense. For example, we have the God of mercy, we have the concept of punishment, but we see mercy is being used a lot of times. Then we go to, for example, in Christianity. This whatever I'm speaking here is not out of my view. It's within the view of Christianity themselves that they came and they said that this is a problem and why we don't feel like believing or continuing in this religion of Christianity and go to atheism. One of the reasons is the concept of Trinity. Mm-hmm. People say that how can one be three and how three can be one? And the same thing is that a lot of people, as I said before, that non-Muslims who are reading the Quran, they say that when we read the Bible, we see that the God in the Bible is full of punishment. It's like, do this, that's it. Do that, that's it. But when we come to Quran, we don't see God describing in this sense. You see, then we have the story of Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Bible and the Quran. The Bible doesn't make sense, the Quran makes sense. For example, in the Bible they say that God knows everything, but then afterwards, in regards to the day or the hour, in the Bible, when they say that the day or the hour is not known, and it is saying that apart from the Father, nobody knows in regards to the hour, meaning day of judgment. Here they say that if Jesus is Son of God, and is God, as said in the previous verses, we come to realize that he should be someone who knows everything. But when you say that the Son of God does not know the hour, so it means the Son of God is not God. So it doesn't make sense. And then afterwards, the third issue of why people dislike coming out of the religion is in regards to Bible and Quran in comparison. Yes. They see that the moment the Bible was the Bible's first copy, yes, and the Bible's copy of today, they will say there are a lot of Bibles that have come and changed. And the reason was because the Bible was changed in due to the change in time. A lot of things wanted to take place in new times. So, for example, we have the concept of LGBTQ right now.
Yes.
We see a lot of churches accepting that, and the Bible changes according to time. Mm-hmm. Where end of the day...
Do the churches accept it or no? This is not...
So we have seen some of the churches accepting it.
I mean,
so
the official Vatican Church does not accept...
No. I'm not talking about the official... pronounced from the Vatican,
yes,
but I'm saying most of the churches, because the LGBTQ marriages that are happening in churches.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, even the small churches that are taking place, it has its effect in the whole of Christianity. It's like when I have a pain in one part of my body, the whole body is affected, even if the whole body is not hurt from that pain, you see. But you see this taking place in most of the places that are doing this concept. Changing due to time. Here the concept was Bible changing due to time and changing the verses accordingly. You see, so I heard, for example, Matthew's number 17, you see that verse 21 is not there. And they went in the Bible and saw that verse 21 is not there. It's 19, 20, 22. You see,
okay.
And when they go to the older Bible, they see that it's the verse 20 is not there, because the verse 20 was talking about what? It was talking about prayer and fasting. You see, so there are a lot of things. I might be wrong in the verse, in narrating verse, but I remember it's Matthew's, and verse number 21 is not there. It's only 20 and 22. And if you search it online, you'll see in those Bible that are there. For example, we have another Bibles that are not allowed to be preached in the church. For example, the Bible of Barnabas.
Yes.
I heard where the prophet's name is also mentioned.
Yeah, Muhammad's name, Ahmad's name is over there.
So even though they do not accept it, all the Bibles, they call it Bible. But when you come to the Holy Quran, the book, alhamdulillah, you see whether it is the book made in Arabic in Saudi Arabia or printed in India or printed every corner of the world, you'll see the Quran is the same Quran. You see, and if even today we see a lot of people trending, coming up and burning the Quran, few of them.
Yes.
But they, and this is the quotation, they say, you come and burn the whole world, the Quran in the whole world. If you do that, you'll still be able to produce more Quran without being able to see the previous Quran. Why? Because we have Huffaz.
Yes.
We have Hafiz, sorry. We have a lot of Hafiz that can bring word to word of the Quran without doing any changes, in bringing any changes into it. So this is in regards to why people do not like to follow religion and rules of religion.
Rules
this
of
is one
religion,
of the reasons.
That's right.
But when it comes to Islam, why do people follow and not follow religion is normally based on personal perspective of religion.
Okay.
So for example, we have ethics in Islam on how to do tarbiyah and upbring your children so that they are able to understand and identify the clause of religion. The problem is that a lot of Muslims, they do not know how to struggle with this new generation. They see that the only way to let them be Muslim is by doing compulsory things onto them. So for example, a child that is 14 years or 15 years, you start telling you, start praying, start praying, start praying. And what happens is that the child starts, we call it something in Farsi, zademishe. So he gets very much annoyed of that action that he goes out.
Yes.
Now, people do not find a way that the experiences. So because of this pressure, not because of Islam, because of the pressure of personality between the father and the son, or the activities that are taking place in the mosque, this becomes a reason for a person not to follow the rules. But at the same time, we have ways to get through this person and be able to solve these issues, only if he's able to understand what is there in Quran and the Sunnah, Ahl al-Bayt, and everything.
That's right.
We don't see this. We have a lot of issues right now. For example, as I said before, that a lot of non-Muslims are reading Quran. A lot of Muslims are feeling bad because the non-Muslims, with this positive energy and positive thinking and positive perspective, are able to interpret Quran in a very good manner, if you see some of the videos that came out. But the Muslims were never that. Why? Because not all Muslims, I'm not talking about all, I don't want to generalize, I'm talking about few Muslims who read Quran as a duty, as a responsibility, but not as a way of life. You see, the way that we are supposed to read, we do not read in that form, and therefore we end up thinking that Quran is not supposed to be read as a storybook. We end up reading as a storybook, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It becomes a habit instead of finding a way to live our life. It's like a habit. So even right now, I remember some of these concepts that have taken place while we are praying namaz and salah. Sometimes we are reciting surah, our thought is already out, it's already in, but we are able to finish the surah by the time we come back to salah. Why? Because we are used to it, which is nothing bad. I'm just saying that we are supposed to understand the Quran the way it is meant to be understood, and not only just out of habit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding these topics and answering these two important questions for today's discussion. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن